Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph, mitzvah 381. As we continue, yesterday we started the first of four mitzvahs related to Pesach Sheni. Today we do the second, and then Be'ez Hashem next time we'll continue with the third and the fourth. Two mitzvahs Aseh and two mitzvahs Los Aseh, in addition to all the mitzvahs of Karban Pesach Rishon that were discussed back in Parshas Bo. First of all, let's start off. Today's mitzvah is, just to get it on record, yesterday's mitzvah was Karban Pesach Sheni. Today's mitzvah is Matzah and Maror of Pesach Sheni. Right, the mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon along with Matzah and Maror, so too there is a mitzvah to eat Pesach Sheni along with Matzah and Maror, though, as we said yesterday, your house is full of chametz. There's no din of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzi on Pesach Sheni, but there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah and the Maror on Pesach Sheni. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs discusses why I have, says the Rambam, which today is his Yahrzeit, Chaf Teves, so we have to talk about the Rambam today, says the Rambam, and Asei Nun Zayin, let me explain why there are a number of mitzvos that are counted as Pesach Sheni. Why don't I just count one mitzvah or maybe no mitzvahs? This is all the detail of Pesach Rishon. If you missed it, so you make it up on Pesach Sheni. Why is there any mitzvos of Pesach Sheni? Says the Rambam, mitzvah Nun Zayin, shesivanu lishchara Pesach Hasheni, mi shenimna mimenu mi lishcha Pesach Rishon. Whoever lost out from Pesach Rishon, v'hu amro yisaleh, and that's what it says in our Parsha, Parshas Bahaloscha, b'chodesh Hasheni, bein harbaim yasu oso. U'bakan yesh l'makshem makom sheyikshe alai. There is place for somebody to ask a question on me. Lo matamon Pesach Sheni. V'zeh soser mashik damta b'sharish shvi. This contradicts what you already wrote in the seventh Shorish, in the rules and regulations at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shedin mitzvah lo yimne mitzvah bifnei atzma. A detail of a mitzvah is not counted as a separate mitzvah. All of chalitza is counted as one mitzvah. The removing of the shoe and the spitting and the this, that's all one. It's all chalitza. It's one. Right? Bezdin is one mitzvah. Everything Bezdin does is in one mitzvah. All the mitzvahs. Karban Pesach is one mitzvah. Right, so to hear, isn't this just a detail of Karban Pesach? So Yada Maksha Kush Yazu, Shechachamim Chalka Pesach Sheni. If you look in the ninth parak of Psachim, which is all the details of Pesach Sheni, so Chazal already discussed whether this is a separate din or just a follow-up of Pesach Rishon. If you look there, without getting into the details, the Thruhe Machlokas Tanoim, when are you Chayev Karis? Rebbe says you could be Chayev Karis on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rebbe Nasan only on Rishon. Rebbe Chanan Marakavya, all different days. But the Gemara there discusses what's the root of their Machlokas, whether Pesach Sheni is what's called Regel Bifnei Atzmo or Tashlumin de Rishon. Says the Rambam, we hold V'halacha Bazeh K'Rebbe. The Halacha is like Rebbe, that it is Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And because of that, that's why I count it separately. It's a separate chag. It's a separate regel. V'zos ha-mitzvah, it continues, women are not chayiv in it, as we mentioned yesterday. So that's the Rambam. That's why I count all these mitzvahs separately, because it's a separate regel. Says the mitzvah ha-melech, says Rabbi Cement, it's not totally a separate regel. It's Pesach Sheni. It's not like a new name of a yontif. So it is connected to the previous chag, but it is separate than, let's say, other tashlumins. Like the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah, according to some Tanoim, you can make up the Seuda of one of the nights of Sukkah, Tashmini Yetzeres. Aye, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, but still you're allowed to make it up. Explains the Mitzvah HaMelech that, no, based on other sources, the tashlumin that Pesach Sheni is to Pesach Rishon is different than the tashlumin that you have, let's say, for the meal of Sukkah. That is, or let's say, for davening. Venire, the chilik dina tashlumin anomar b'chola karbanos, or tashlumin that you have of other karbanos. La din tashlumin anomar b'Pesach Sheni. Why? The din tashlumin anomar b'karbanos, like you have tashlumin for, let's say, a week after Shavuos, you can still have tashlumin to bring your carbon for Shavuos. Hageder hu, the geder is, that you can make it up even though the time has passed. It's no longer Shavuos, but you can make it up for a week after Shavuos. But when it comes to Pesach Sheni, what does tashlumin mean? Tashlumin means that it's the yontif again. That's a different than other tashlumin where, let's say, I miss Shachris, so I could have two minchas making it up. It's not the time of Shachris anymore. It's finished. But you're allowed to make it up, even though it's after the time. But here, Pesach Sheni, it's a different type of Tashlumin. Achein bedin Tashlumin, anomar Pesach Sheni, lo habi Tashlumin l'chovas ha-kabanas l'chud, ela Tashlumin hu le'ikar ha-regel. And the Torah's Mechadesh, that if you were honest on Pesach Rishon, yesh lo yontif acher, k'dil l'kayim mitzvot ha-Pesach. You have Pesach again. not exactly the same Pesach, but you have Pesach again, and that's why it's counted as a separate mitzvah, because it is not just a prat in the Pesach Rishon details, it is really a separate yantif and a separate karban, even though it's connected, obviously, to the karbans. That's just one ha'ara general on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Another hosafa, I wanted to make a comment about a Rashi. The Rashi, dealing with Pesach Sheni, then we'll get into today's mitzvah, the first time that the people came and asked, which Bezer will talk more about in the coming days, about the people who came to sacrifice Pesach Sheni and that they didn't want to be left out. We'll talk about that. But Rashi says on the Pasuk, Loma Nigara, this Rashi is not always focused on. Why should we be left out? Says Rashi, Amar Lahem, Ein Kachem Kraven Betuma. Moshe says, what do you want? There's no karbat, you're Tame. What do you want me to do? Amrulo, they said, Yizare Kadam Aleinu, Bekohanim Tahorim, Veyochala Basalut Tahorim. Okay, it's fine, but at least let us do something. Be Zorek the Dam and have us in mind and let other people eat it. What does that mean? Ask for Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe. What does that mean in Rashi? Let them do it and let other people eat it, but they're not going to be Yotzi anyway. Says Ramosha, you know what you see from here? Even if you're not going to be Mekayim a mitzvah, being connected to a mitzvah in any way is a reflection of Avas Hashem. And that's what these people yearn to do. They weren't going to be Mekayim it. You can't be Yotzi Karan Pesach without eating a kazayas. But says Ramosha, doesn't matter. Kabgam kasher notzrim tznaim she'eno ma'afshrim l'makayim ha-mitzvah l'tzeisi de'chavaso. Even if you're not going to be able to be yotzi the mitzvah, tzrichin l'kayim ha-mitzan avas ha-mitzvahs. Just being connected to a mitzvah is good enough. Where else do we see this? We mentioned this at Parsha Shir a number of years ago. Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the Ari Miklat on the east side of the Yardane, even though Ari Miklat don't have the power to be collate, to protect, until all of them are set aside. Right, so what do they do it for? Let Yeshua ben Nun do all of them. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, mitzvah haba liyadi akaymena. It's a mitzvah, it's only a half a mitzvah. It doesn't even work. I don't even get the credit for the mitzvah. It doesn't matter, I'm going to do it. Says Moshe Feinstein, that's the message of these Pesach Sheni people, that even if they didn't know there was going to be a Pesach Sheni, they came and they just said, we don't want to lose out. Moshe says, what do you want me to do? They said, just have us in mind. They're not going to be Yotzei. Doesn't matter, they wanted to be connected to the mitzvah. An amazing ha'ara that Rav Moshe has on that Rashi. Okay, there's more. Let's first continue today's mitzvah, and then we'll see if we can get back to some of the Minchas Chinuchs from yesterday. Says the Chinuch, Shekol ha-mechuyev b'Pesach Sheni, Sheyochal Psara, Pesach ha-motzos ha-meruim. The mitzvah is that anybody who has to do Pesach Sheni, as we discussed, people who are Tamei or B'derech Rechoka, they not only have the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Sheni, but also the mitzvah of eating it with matzah and maror. Shenemar al matzos umurorim yochluhu, as it says here in Parshas Baha Aloscha. It's interesting, Ha'ara, that mentioned this also in a Haggadah Shir a number of years ago, that when we say Zecher l'mikdash kehillel, kenasa hillel, when we say that, when we eat korech, we say l'kaye ma shenemar, and we quote this pasuk in Parshas Baha Aloscha. Ask the Belzer Rebbe. It says, I don't understand. What are we quoting a pasuk in Parshas Baha Aloscha for? We're doing Pesach Rishon. On Pesach Rishon, when we're eating Korech, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, Kenas Hillel, Bizman Shavei Samidash Ayakayim, Ayakorech, Matzah Umar, Lekayim Ashenemar, and we quote this pasuk by Pesach Sheni right here. I got already says with Lomani Gara, Rav Chubi. If you look in the in Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, what are we quoting that pasuk for? Says the Belzer Rebbe. Because what are we saying this pasuk? It's really a tefillah. It's the night of the first Seder. It's the night of the Seder. On Pesach Rishon. And what are we saying? Right now we're still in Galus. Right now we still don't have a base of Migdash. But Zeichel Mikdash Kenasel Bizman Lekayim Ashenemar. We hope by the time Pesach Sheni comes along, we can be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Bishle Musa with the Karban Pesach and Yerushalayim. That's what we're down for. That's why we dafka quote the Pasach of Pesach Sheni. When we do Pesach Rishon, Bizman Hazeh in Galus, Zeichel Mikdash Ke'elel. That's when we quote the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni, because we're hoping that by the time Pesach Sheni rolls along, in a month from now, we will be able to fulfill the mitzvah, Bishlei Musa, with the Karban. Mishorshi mitzvah kol inyan Pesach, continues the Chinuch. The shorish of this mitzvah is, Kasafti v'seder bo'al paro, I already wrote in Parshas Bo. V'yein safek, ki kol inyan Pesach Sheni, ki eino im miyesodo shel Rishon. Pesach Sheni follows Pesach Rishon. All of the hashkafa that is related. We spoke about the Meshach Chachma yesterday. Midini HaMitzvah. Masha HaMuzachar Nelavrachas. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? The mitzvahs, the same halachas that apply to matzah of Pesach Rishon, apply to matzah of Pesach Sheni. Sha'amatzos trichos shimur gadol shelo yavol dechimutz. Even though you have chametz on the counter right next to your seder, right next to your Pesach Sheni seder, you're going to have a cookie. You just ate cookies. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Your matzah that you use has to be real matzah. Shmura. Achachivunu zechronim levracha lihizor behem afilu bizman kitzira. They have to be guarded even from the time of harvesting. Shlo yavo alei amayim pen yavo ledechimot. You have to guard it even from harvesting. The chinuch here is alluding to a major machlokas rishonim. When we say matzah has to be guarded from chametz, what does that mean? Different days in the Rishonim. Does that mean just guarded up until the time that it's about to be needed? Right before you add the water. It's got to be guarded from that point. Now that the water is added, make sure that no water comes, it doesn't stay more than 18 minutes until it's baked. V'chulu, is that it? Or do we go back a little bit? No. From the time that it is ground, that is the sheet of the rush. From the time of tchino, when the stalks are made into flour, from that moment, you have to guard the flour that it does not come in contact with water until the time that you're about to bake it. If you go back even earlier, that's the sheet of the Rambam and the Rith, and that's the sheet of the Chinuch here too. That is what we call Shmura Matzah. What we call Shmura Matzah is guarded from water from the time that it is harvested, from the time that the wheat is cut, all the way until the time that it is baked, that it is guarded. Non-shmura matzah is generally the shita of the rush. It's guarded. What do you mean? It's shmura. It's guarded. It's unbecome chametz, but that's from a later time period. What do we hold? Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Tuf Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hachitim sha'osin bohem matzas mitzvah, the wheat that you use for the seder night, tov. It's good, meaning lechatchila. L'shamran shalo yiplo le'amayim misha'as Kitzira. Lechadchila, he quotes the Shita of the Rambam and the Rith and the Chinuch right here. Lechadchila, we try Mishas Kitzira, and that's what the Chinuch quotes here. For Pesach Sheni too, your Pesach Sheni matzahs should be what we call Shmura matzahs, that it should be guarded from water coming in contact with the stalks, even from the time that it is harvested. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzel Omar, what does it mean? Matzahs mitzvah, ha-matzahs sha'ochlim b'shtei leilos harishonos, l'kayim b'hem mitzvahs b'erev tochel matzahs. The ones that are eaten at the Sedarim or at the Seder, heim tzrichan shmira yiseira. Right? Shimur l'shem mitzvahs matzah, that's also a Rashi, you have to have l'shem mitzvahs matzah, mishas kitzira, that no water falls on it. Obviously, it gets wet before it's cut. It rains. We're not talking about that water, doesn't, no problem. It's from the moment that it is cut, it cannot come in contact with water. That is what we call Shmura Matzah. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Ulefachos, at minimum, Mishas Techina. From the moment that it is ground, when those stalks are ground into flour, that's when it requires Shmira. Ubishas Hatchak, then the Shulchan Aruch adds, the third day, Mutalikach Kamach Banashuk. The third day is that maybe you can even buy flour from the shuk. Why? Relying on the most makel daya. That up until the time that you're going to need it, is okay. The Mishnah Berurah and other achronim point out that we do not rely on that third level today. Because today, the processing of flour already adds liquid in it. And therefore, we do not rely on that most makel daya, which is the day of the she'iltos. Lamaisa, the most makel we're going to get is Mishas Techina, right? The shita of the rush. But lechatchila, at least for the Seder night, when we have the matzah's mitzvah, we require what we call Shmura Matzah, that is stated here in the Chinuch as well, for Pesach Sheni. V'yatzer ribui fratan binyan alisha ve'afiyah be'Pesach Rishon, and the rest of the details about matzah, checked by Pesach Rishon, it's the same issues here. Viter, v'chein ma'ashe pirshu b'mrorim. Also, morar. This is also included. Shekol esev mar. Hu v'cha morarim sh'izgar kasev. Everything that you can use for morar on the first Pesach, you can use for morar on the second Pesach. And a man is Yosi de Chalasa Bakulan, Lafiyasha Saval Lana Bamara, Zechelam Aruas Chayehem. Every ace of mar is used, but as he says in a couple of lines, what we generally try to use is the romaine lettuce, what is known as chasa. Why? Remez brachabo. Because even though it's bitter, even though it's bitter, there is a remez to Hashem's rachmanus on us. Because chasa, chas rachmana, chas in Aramaic, means to have compassion. So even though we're eating the maror, it's chasa, Hashem deep down has compassion upon us, and He redeemed us from this difficult state that we were in. Remez brachabo, shachas rachmana aleinu, upeda'anu miyad ha-mitzrim ha-kashim. Umikol eile, from all of these, from eating the matzah, in the Mara, Yeshis Orus, Vizekher, Alev Bnei Adam, Bini Hanisim Shasalana Bimisrayim. Where we are, human beings need props. Right, we need external stimuli in order to get us going. That's why Hashem could have just said to us, you know what? Remember, I took you out of Egypt. And a month later, do it again. No, we need props. Matzah and maror and Karen Pesach. We use all of these in order to get in the mood. To feel, as the Chinuch says many times, acharei ha-pe'ulos nimshachos halavavos. Good. Continuing, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Vino heges bizman abayis bizachar v'lo min hakevis. As he said in the last mitzvah, Pesach Sheni is a special din, it only applies to the men. Women have a reshus, voluntary. But chiyuv is only the men. If they didn't do Pesach Rishon, they got to do Pesach Sheni. Ki kemo, shein shchitas Pesach Sheni chov alahem, el reshus, just like the carbon, Pesach Sheni is voluntary, so to the matzah, the maror for them is voluntary. If somebody, a man, eats the carbon Pesach Sheni without matzah and maror, he's mevatel this asay. It doesn't. Matzah and maror do not hold back. It's not ma'akev the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. You're yotzei carbon Pesach even without matzah and maror. But matzah and maror, you're mevatel this mitzvah of matzah and maror of Pesach Sheni. Good, let's talk about some of the issues that were brought up in the Minchas Chinuch here, and then if there's time, we'll go back to some of the others. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel, first in Os Aleph, he points out, as we just said, outside, but we'll see it again, the bottom, in a matzah and maror in ma'akvin, as we just said, matzah and maror is not ma'akev, yotzei carbon Pesach Sheni, or Rishon, even without matzah and maror. Matzah and maror below Pesach, Eino mitzvah klal b'sheni. Just, says the Minchas Chinuch, what if you just have matzah and maror on Pesach Sheni? No karmen Pesach. That's meaningless. Matzah and maror only get off the ground once you have Pesach Sheni. Like bezman hazeh. Right? There's nothing. Okay, there's a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. But matzah and maror without the Pesach, there's not no mitzvah at all on the Sheni. Ubarishon, on Pesach Rishon, as we know, matzah is a separate mitzvah. Maror bezman hazeh is derabanan, because maror is only deraisa along with the Karmen Pesach. Ach lo maror kemvor b'rambam, as we discussed in the Rambam, and as we discussed back in Parshas Bo. Go to Oz Gimel, though. V'hinei dover zaya parshat etzli. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there's something obvious to me, even though he's going to say that Rashi's against him. What does he say? Dezu mitzvah aseh, sheyochal kazayis Pesach, b'lotesa b'ir, v'yotzi dechovaso. What's the mitzvah deraisa today? Pesach Sheni, on the night of the fifth Leil Tesva of Iyar, to eat a kezayis matzah. That mitzvah, he says, v'gam yochal matzah umarar, to eat pei carbon Pesach and matzah and maror, o bevas achas, o bezer chazeh, v'chulu, aval isra chametz leka klal. As we said, there is no isra of chametz on Pesach Sheni. De'im ochal kezayis Pesach, yotzei yidei chovaso. If you ate a kezayis of the current Pesach, you're yotzei. But we're going to learn, Bezrim, in the next mitzvah, you're not allowed to leave over from the carbon Pesach Sheni either. Right? Just like by every carbon, there's an isra of no sar. So too here. What if you have a lot left over? You already ate your kezayis of carbon Pesach Sheni. Now you have a lot left over. Says the Minchas Chinuch, bevadai mutter le'echo ha-pesach im ha-chametz. After you eat your first kezayis of carbon Pesach Sheni, you can make yourself a roll. Take a pita, take a roll, challah, and put your carbon Pesach in it. Right? Trivia question. When could you eat your carbon Pesach in challah? After your first kezayis on Pesach Sheni, says the Minchas Chinuch. The first kezayis you shouldn't eat with challah, but not because there's an issur of chametz, but just because you don't want to be mevatel v'tam of the carbon Pesach. But per se, chametz is not a problem. Just like you're allowed to have in your house, who says you're not allowed to eat it with? I never found the source otherwise. The acharei zeh, yochal kezayis matzah umarar. O kodem ha-pesach, or before. What if you want to save your kezayis l'shei mitzvah for the end? So eat chametz beforehand, earlier in the meal. I don't think there's a problem. Avalim yatsi dechavaso, skipping a couple of lines, kvar. If you already ate your kezayis, o rotzel adesi dechavaso, bekezayis achron, you want to save it, you can eat the rest of your karmen pesach with chametz. So not only is there... No iser to have it in your house, but there's always to eat it with you with the Pesach. Avalim yatsi dechavaso kvar o rotzel latzei dechavaso bekezayis achron mutter kilomatzina b'shem makom iser chametz bePesach sheni rak mitzvah zasei lechol kezayis Pesach matzah umar yosei dechavaso. But then he says, but I'm stuck because of a Rashi. I have no idea where Rashi gets it from. He says, I saw in Rashi in Parshas Baloscha right here. Rashi says it. Ve'ein iser chametz ela imo ba'achilaso. Which sounds like you're not allowed to eat it with. V'hu etzli davar chadash ma'od v'lo yadati meichan yasa rabbeinu zeh. I have no idea where Rashi got it from. And he says all the way at the end of Oz Gimel, avashi asr b'chametz davar zehu tamua etzli ma'od. And I didn't see anybody have this har on Rashi. V'zeh kama shanim shekasafti zeh al gilyon ha'bechumish sheli. Many years I've had it on the side of my chumash. And I still don't have an answer. Vitzarech iyun gadol. That is the menchas chinuch tahara. That the, just like one is allowed to have chametz in your house, you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach with chametz on Pesach Sheni. That is the important ha'ara of the Menchas Chinuch. Again, there's a lot more to talk about, maybe just to mention one other machlokes, and then we'll talk more next time, and that is, we mentioned that Pesach Sheni only comes when one is Tamei on Pesach Rishon. There is an important machlokes Rishonim, Rambam Ravid. What if somebody's Tamei Mace, and their day 7 is Erev Pesach? Meaning, that night, they're going to be able to eat Karban Pesach. Tamei Mace doesn't have to bring a Karban. So the Rambam says, doesn't matter. If you're Tamei Mace on day 7, the time that your Karban is shechted, you can't eat, they can't shecht it for you. And even though you should be able to eat it that night, when everybody else is eating it at the Seder, you're nitcha to Pesach Sheni. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? The Ravid says, as long as you went to the mikvah already on Erev Pesach, so it's okay, you can eat it that night. So we'll have to talk about that machlokas next time more. Machlokas Rambam Ravid about if Yom Shvi'i is nitcha lePesach Sheni or not. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue with the other two mitzvahs of Pesach Sheni, the Los Asays, in the coming days.